Do you have any other name for that? What else do you hear that called?
Well, now, way back now, lady, I'm going back.
Yeah.
We call them coffins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like.
And we...
I do.
Now...
And did you ever have any other names where the shape or how much it costs would determine what you called it? You'd have a different name if it was more expensive or a different shape or whatever.
You mean a different... casket?
Uh-huh.
Well, some is more costly than others.
But you wouldn't have a special name for that?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I sure wouldn't.
And then, when someone in the family dies, the family will have a period of what? And there's...
Of mourning?
Yeah, that's what I want. Okay. Well, if someone asks you, you know, just talking to you, they say, how are you today? How do you usually answer that?
Well, you say, well, I feel fine. Or either, if I don't feel fine, I can say, well, I feel kind of bad today. I've got a bad cold or something like that.
Okay. And you want to assure someone that everything's going to be all right. You'll tell them, don't what?
Don't worry.
Okay. And then what is the disease that people get that makes their, especially in their knees, it seems like, real stiff and everything?
Well, now, we used to call it rheumatism.
That's what I wanted. What do you call it? What?
But now they call it neuralgia. You know. But it ain't a thing in the world with that old-timey rheumatism. That's all it is. It's just like our name being changed, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
They got a name for it.
What do you call the disease that people don't get so much anymore, but they used to, that had a real terrible sore throat and a high fever, and it was real dangerous?
Diphtheria?
That's what I wanted. What'd you call it?
Diphtheria.
I ain't a
Now, it may not be the name for it,
no,
but...
No, that's it. That's what I wanted. If it hadn't been, I wouldn't have known if you'd answered me or not. Well, then there's another real serious disease that people would get. Sometimes around the same time they got pneumonia, but it would make their skin turn kind of yellowish. What do you call it?
Oh, scarlet fever?
Yeah, they can't.
Yellow jaundice.
That's what I wanted. And when you have to have your appendix taken out, you say you have what?
You pinnix.
Uh-huh.
That
wouldn't
say
appendicitis.
Got appendicitis.
Yeah.
I got
appendicitis. Got
Yeah, do you know any old names for that? From when you were growing up. They ever call it anything?
No, lady, back then, I guess a million person died with appendicitis, but still the doctor didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I guess not.
Now you take, I had a brother that had pneumonia, and then they didn't have these penicillin shots, you know, and whatnot. Well, he had to go through what they call a crisis, and it took him 9 days to go through it. In other words, if he lived, say, 10 or 11 days, after 9 days and went by, there was a chance for him to live.
Well, now, if somebody gets sick at their stomach, they might what?
Vomit.
Okay. What other, you have other ways of saying that? A lot of other ways people say that. Maybe not to be so, you know, specific, not to come out and say it.